Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if there's ever been a show, not that every single one of them haven't been real, I'm telling you what, it's about ready to get real here. Now, I've warned of this for 23 years, and I'm not trying to be exceptional. I'm not trying to be the one that told you what nobody else was willing to tell you. No, we've been just faithful to hold to the Word of God. And what I'm talking about, when it talks about in Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And if you take the time to go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it talks about how the foreigner will come in, he'll be made the head, and then you'll be made the tail, and then everything declines from that point on. And then it brings it to the sword, and it brings it to the blood. Okay? This is the message that America refuses to hear. Why? I know not. They have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Jeremiah 5:21. Read it when you get a moment. Now, I say all that to say this. I've continuously equated the Muslims as being mercenaries to that of what's going on in this country. I've talked about how there's 35 jihadi camps in America. As a matter of fact, a week and a half ago, I highlighted in 2009 where Anderson Cooper did a really good piece. We know he's the CIA operative. We know all that. But he did a really good piece back in 2009 highlighting the fact that the Muslims were rejoicing over the two towers falling and that they were also calling for a jihad. That's war against the infidels here in the United States. Now, I also brought up the point that Sean Hannity did a piece of the 35 jihadi camps in America, but it was pulled down. Well, guess what? Bradley found it for you. I'm going to play that for you from 2009 in just a bit here, but I want to go back and go to the point that I want to make here concerning the alliance between the Bushes and Adolf Hitler. We all know that, as a matter of fact, cross-check everything I'm telling you, but if you take the time, you'll see that back in 1942, Prescott Bush was indicted for illegally funding Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Also keep in mind, they used the sodomites as the SS. You're seeing government being stacked with sodomites. They're promoting that which God condemns, okay? Leviticus 18:22, and you can see the fruit of it found in Jude 1:7. And then I also highlighted the fact that when you look at the Muslims, they were also being used by Adolf Hitler as mercenaries to kill off the political opposition, namely those that resisted Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, okay? So let me go fast forward here because I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to show you exactly how it's happening here now in America. I'm going to highlight a video of a Muslim senator in Minnesota, which I knew not of, who makes reference to the DHS and their 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. And then he said to the said representatives there, he said, the real terrorists are the white people. I'm not kidding you, folks. And again, keep in mind, they play the victim, just like the sodomites do. But folks, you need to understand, they don't have the shield, they have the sword. They're browbeating people into submission by playing the victim. And what we're seeing playing out here in the United States of America, methodically, friends, is exactly what we've been warned about over and over and over concerning these that mean to come into America and tear us down so that they might conquer. Well, again, I've warned you 1,000 times I can't do anything about it more than what I'm already doing. If people want to sit there and act like we're just talking about things that are happening, well, just it's a matter of time, friends, before it comes to your front door, and it is at your front door right now, Amos 6:3. I want to highlight this really quick during the first segment so we can go to the next point, and we'll bring it line upon line, precept upon precept. Going back to Adolf Hitler, most people did not know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which, by the way, was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Abana. It's important that you listen to this. A 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Adolf Hitler and his desire for collaboration with the Hitler's Nazi party. Okay? This is what you're seeing today. When Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported al-Abana, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into the ally in the Middle East. And by 1938, the membership of the Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazi troops in two specifically formed Muslim Waffen SS Handscar divisions. Handscar is German for scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. So today, what we're seeing is America has allowed the Muslim Brotherhood advocates, as a matter of fact, your mainstream media told you for 18 years that they were the ones responsible for dropping the two towers in New York, and now what they've done is they've reversed all of that. Now they're accusing Americans as being the terrorists in the face of the Muslims who have more of a right to be here than we have a right to be here. Folks, there's a difference between law-abiding citizens and there's a difference between those that are committing the act of treason. Make clear of it. That's why it's important for you to understand the Word of God and the Constitution and the laws found within so you can understand who the real criminals are at work here in the United States of America. Also keep in mind Adolf Hitler was a worshiper of Allah. And this is all documented. This is not hard to find. It's very easy to see. And again, I just want you to make the correlation as to what's going on in this country to what's happening right now. All those things that we've been warned about for a long time are incrementally coming to pass now, friends. And it's all predicated upon the Word of God. The Lord took the time to warn us of these things that would come to pass if a country failed to repent. And that's where we're at today. Matthew 3:2. Read it when you get a moment. So what I'm going to do when I get back, I'm going to just give it to you line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm going to play the video from Sean Hannity that I found, and I'm happy I did, concerning the 35 jihadi camps here in America. Put that together with last week when I highlighted the fact that there was a Muslim in the capital of the state of Minnesota calling for a jihad, for a civil war against other Somalians in the United States of America. They're bringing their culture with them, okay? This is all planned. It's all pre-planned. It's not the bad guys getting away with what he thinks he's getting away with. This is the hand of God judging a nation that refuses to take heed to his word. And I don't care if you say you're an atheist, I don't care if you say that you're a believer, it matters not. We are seeing the hand of God supernaturally bring judgment upon this country, and it's not a good place to put yourselves, Americans. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. 1-866-582-9933. When we get back, I'm going to play that video from Sean Hannity on the 35 jihadi camps in America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, if you know people that need to be online right now to watch this, you do need to understand that this is happening right now in America. In just a little bit here, I'm going to highlight a video that was just taken most recently from a Muslim senator in the state of Minnesota, which I knew not of. He makes reference to the DHS's definition of what a terrorist is, and then he points his finger at his colleagues, the said Republicans, the good guys, and he declares that they're the real terrorists. This is what they do, folks. This is the evolution. This is the method of what these people do when they begin to upend the U.S. Constitution in conquering that society. If you don't believe me, I'm going to give you some quotes in just a moment here. But before we do that, last week I highlighted Anderson Cooper. Maybe it was the week before that. Forgive me if it wasn't the exact day or week. But we highlighted Anderson Cooper's video of the Muslims calling for a jihad, war against the infidels in America. And as I said during the last segment, isn't it interesting, for 18 years we were told by the mainstream media and the corrupt in the government that the Muslims were the ones that were responsible for dropping the two towers, only to find out the definition of a terrorist were the American people and not the Muslims. Well, nothing new under the sun there, right? Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag, and then what did he do? He blamed his political opposition. Nothing new here. But for 18 years, the Muslims were the problem. Now the American people are the problem, that they call out the Muslims for their method of terrorism, because that's exactly what we're seeing today. Let me go over to Sean Hannity's video from 2009 in parallel, and I'm trying to get through this as quick as I can, folks, because there's much to cover today. But I want you to see this. I'm very happy that I found it. And again, pay attention. These are the 35 jihadi camps in America today. In America today. If you want to watch it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, share those videos ASAP, please. Share those videos, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Here we go, Sean Hannity.
The group is responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network
2009
disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fruqa, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. Who can reach us?
We are establishing training camps, he says, in New York, Canada, Michigan, South Carolina, Pakistan.
Wherever we are, you can reach us.
The tape goes on to teach Ghilani's American followers tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains.
Happening in America today.
Guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping.
35 jihadi camps that we know of in 2009.
Ghilani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Ghilani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
You are a liar and you are a liar.
Don't say another word. Understand?
They were met with denial.
On American soil, don't you say another word, threatening violence. Americans.
Clearly looks like either knife holes or bullet holes.
And the question remains, why have these communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.? And is it only a matter of time before this anger spills on over into a violent incident?
M.R. Moyer now joins us.
35
facilities in the U.S. Tell me this is not true, and how does this continue to exist?
Well, there's 35 compounds, villages, communities that Sheikh Ghilani has inside the United States. They range anywhere from the east coast of York, South Carolina, to the west coast, Seattle, Washington, Hancock, New York, down to Texas.
Knowing the extremism that you're talking about, that he advocates here, and this is not in dispute, correct?
No, it's not in dispute.
Then why would the United States government allow these facilities to stay open?
Well, we spent 2.5 years investigating this group, and during that time we interviewed law enforcement about why these groups, why these facilities are allowed to exist in the United States. We got a host of reasons, but the number one reason is they are protected by the U.S. Constitution and they are protected by state constitutions.
He's, by the way, what he's saying to you is completely incorrect. There's a difference between a law abider and the act of treason, and we also understand that these people mean to conquer. Don't ask me, just ask them. So I want to make clear that what this guy is saying right now is completely untrue. You do not have the freedom to establish military bases in America to establish a new government. That's not constitutional in any sense of the word.
In the United States. Really, law enforcement hands are tied in trying to shut these groups down.
I want you to explain to our audience here, because you're describing this particular man, his involvement, you say, in the Daniel Pearl, you know, beheading. How certain are you that every one of those compounds shares the radical views?
We went to 7 of these compounds. Yeah. We had the Soldiers of Allah videotape, which your viewers just watched. And we said, we're going to set out on a mission. We're going to visit the 7 compounds
in America,
you're aware of. And
this is in 2009.
Either accept or reject Sheikh Ghilani's call to be an Islamic guerrilla warfare training camp. None of them rejected that tape.
How is he connected specifically to each and every compound?
Well, each and every compound is owned by a group called Muslims of America. Muslims of America in the United States is their American name for a group based in Pakistan called Jamaat al-Fruqa.
Which is the one that he is, and these are his words, and this is what his advocacy is. So in other words, let me guess, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, so that when you went to these 7 compounds of the 35, if they were to condemn the statements of him, that would mean to them what?
Well,
for them what?
Actually, none of them would condemn him. These people believe Sheikh Jalani is the direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, that he speaks for the Prophet Muhammad. They follow him with utmost loyalty. They believe basically he is speaking for the word of Allah. They will not condemn him. They will not criticize him. That's what we learned. As a matter of fact, in one camp in Jessup, Georgia, one of the leaders watched the Soldiers of Allah videotape and said, what's wrong with Sheikh Jalani setting up paramilitary training camps inside the United States?
Yeah.
I encourage your viewers.
They're equated to military bases, by the way. John Guandolo, former FBI.
Are planning attacks on American cities and it's almost unimaginable in a post 9/11 world that could exist. You're saying you think that they're planning, plotting, scheming the next attack against the Americans.
Not only do I believe that, not only will people who watch this documentary believe that, but even the law enforcement officials that we have spoken with, not the ones based in Washington, D.C., but the field officers, they believe that. We've had law enforcement tell us they have weapons of mass destruction that they...
What kind of weapons of mass destruction?
Well, in some cases, I can't even tell you, Sean, because the confidential information that was given to me by these particular law enforcement officials...
So you're saying without a doubt, you could look in these cameras tonight and tell the American people that there are terrorist training camps on our soil, we're not doing anything about it, and they're planning, and they will hit America.
I would say without a doubt, Al-Qaeda would love to have such compounds that range from 25 acres to 300 acres sitting on American soil in order to hide terrorists, hide weapons, and train future jihadists for the United States. It's shocking.
Oh. Well, there you go, folks. I'm laughing because, again, and I've shared this with you so many times, I've shouted this from the rooftops 1,000 times. The people in the United States are now being browbeaten not only by the media that told you that they were the terrorists for 18 years, but now they're infiltrating governments where there's 90 Muslims that have taken incumbent inside of the United States government. And isn't that exactly what they said they would do? Infiltrate from the inside out. Yes. And here's the deal, friends. It's the said representatives that are extorted, that are compromised, that are moving out of the way for these things to happen. And this rides in on the backs of the sodomite agenda. Just so you know, this is all riding in on the gay agenda, okay? And people need to be awakened concerning the dangers as to what's going on here. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the mosques are our barracks. The domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful our soldiers. I said during the replay here of Sean Hannity highlighting the 35 jihadi camps back in 2009 that John Guandolo, former FBI, said the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th have skyrocketed. And for the most part, nobody's even talking about them. But he equated the mosques as military camps on American soil. Well, what happens when they get inside? What is it? It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. Who said that? Hassan Al-Abana. Is that what's happening today? Oh, you still have questions? I'm going to seal all of that in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. They're counting nearly 500,000 customers without power in the Detroit area. Just one part of the upper Midwest dealing with a huge winter storm. Airlines have canceled nearly 1,000 flights so far. Another system could bring snow to sea level on the coastline around the Oregon-California border. And for the first time in 30 years, Los Angeles County is under a blizzard warning. Some House Republicans are in Yuma, Arizona today for a Judiciary Committee hearing on immigration. No Democrats are taking part. The interest rate on the most popular type of home mortgage has ticked up. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed rate now stands at an average of 6.5%, up from 6.3% last week. Add up the value of every house in the USA, and it comes out to about $45.3 trillion. The real estate firm Redfin says that's down by nearly 5% from last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just highlighting during the last segment Sean Hannity's piece in 2009 highlighting the 35 jihadi camps, and it's interesting how you never hear a peep about it. You didn't hear anything from Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump tripled the funding to Muslim organizations in America, and if you want to cross-check that, please do. Please do. Go to Tom Fitton's organization called Judicial Watch and put x3 funding under Trump for Muslims. So we see them all together pushing for the same agenda. And again, I started the show off highlighting the fact that this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. And it should come as no surprise concerning the Bush regime and what's been going on in this country since the Bushes have obviously been in the people's White House, and it's not good. None of it's good. And then you see the correlation between Barack Obama, who is a foreigner, and it's interesting to see where we are now. And it's also interesting, friends, as to what's not being talked about, as to what is important to the American people, and what's not important is being thrown on the American people. It's completely opposite as to what they should be promulgating concerning their broadcasts and the information they're giving to the American people. But the American people are failing to respond with the information they do have, and that's why the lies are becoming more prevalent day by day, week after week. And that's the direction that's going to go until the American people come to themselves, as the prodigal son did back in Luke 15. And, man, it's just not a good place to be, because we're seeing our country being turned into hell, to say the least. Psalm 9:16 and 17, read it when you get a moment. Guandolo, former FBI, said that the military mosques are equivalent to military bases in America. Now, what I want you to hear is, what's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% since September 11th, 2001. This wasn't about barring from those that mean to conquer America. This was about them lying to the people and doing the exact opposite. I continuously highlight the method there too, but people don't want to pay attention until after the fact. Read Isaiah 5:20. So the U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 mosques as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. Let's go to 2016. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total of number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country today. Okay? Are things getting better, or are they getting worse? It's called a slow siege, friends. Slow siege means a slow takeover. Now, I want to show you these victims for who they are. And I'm talking about those that are here to conquer, not to those that are here to assimilate. Okay? Make distinction. When you look at the Quran, 2:191, it tells us, and slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slaying, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Why would a treasonous individual like the attorney general, who is planted there, nobody doubts that, isn't it interesting, he wants to have 200 to 300% more Muslims come into the state of Minnesota alone. It's not just Minnesota. Rest assured, it applies to your state as well, just so you know. Why is it that the governor of the state of Minnesota, who's from Nebraska, by the way, Keith Ellison's from Michigan, but he, this Marxist, comes in from Nebraska and he begins to attack the people in this state, namely the children in the womb, okay, and the elderly people, by trying to force them into compliance concerning illegal executive orders when it comes to the experimental jabs. But again, they want to go ahead and try to convince everybody that 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota reelected this guy so they could endure him for four more years suffering his illegal abuses. That's not the case. But this is where we're at today. Why would he want 200 to 300% more Muslims into the state of Minnesota? You got to ask yourself that question. Quran 3, verse 28. Let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends, rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything. You have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of him, and unto God is the homecoming. Oh my goodness, folks. These people are self-inflicting, and they're dangerous. Quran 3:85. Whosoever desires another religion than Islam is not accepted of him in the next world. He shall be among the losers. Okay? I want to bring you over from that, from the Quran, over to Mustafa Carroll, the care director in Houston, Texas, who said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. And if you go to Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, notice that friendly little title there, right? Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on the earth. Why is the media and corrupt politicians protecting these people? I mean, they act like that they're not advocating for their own executioners. Well, let me tell you, friends, they are. Quran 5:33, listen to this. This is the recompense of those who fight against God and his messenger, Allah, and hasten about the earth to do corruption there. They shall be slaughtered or crucified. Their hands and feet shall alternately be struck off, or they shall be banished from the land. That is a degradation for them in the world, and the world to come awaits them, a mighty chastisement. Do you hear that? Oh, here's another one. This is the religion of peace. Quran 8:12. Listen carefully. I'm with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast them into the unbelievers' hearts' terror. So smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. Wow. The religion of peace. Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them how they are perverted. Quran 9:30. We have 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christians. And again, folks, we see that there's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on in this country. Let me give you a couple more here. They're short ones. Quran 47 verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. This is the religion of peace. Whoa, whoa, whoa. These are the people that take acid and throw it on their wives' face. These are the people that do the most heinous things known to man. They're barbaric, to say the least, concerning their crimes against humanity. And they're here in your backyard. All of them? I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying those that mean to come here to conquer. And I'm about ready to show you that. Again, I'm going to play some video in just a moment of a Muslim senator making reference to the DHS's definition of what a terrorist is. I want to give you the real definition of a terrorist. Terrorist, Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorism is government by intimidation. They're using the homosexuals, they're using the communists, they're using the Muslims as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution. They're creating domestic insurrection, and you all the well know that they're doing it. I want to say something to the bad guys. I do want you to understand that you are in the hands of my Father bringing judgment upon a nation, and that judgment at the end of the day includes you. So I would make reference to you and pointing my finger directly into your face and say the message to you is the same for the rest of us. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Acts 20 verse 21. There was a really good one here, really kind of exhibiting the peaceful religion of the Muslims. And I'm just looking at them right now and I'm just thinking to myself, really? This is the religion of peace? I mean, it's crazy stuff. Slay the idolaters wherever you find them. Take them, confine them, and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. Quran 9:5. And they want to tell you that this is the religion of peace. Oh, folks, go to social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. I have a list of Muslim terror attacks in America since 1972. And this list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Why are these people coming into America with open arms? Why are they given, by your said representatives, license without question? But yet when you get on an airplane or a bus or a train, you're illegally vetted by the unconstitutional pretended authority of the TSA, which, by the way, is all under the influence of the said George Soros. As a matter of fact, those scanners in the airport, guess who's profiting from them? None other than George Soros, the international criminal who at 14 years old was delighted to go ahead and confiscate all the belongings of those that were put on cattle cars and liquidated by the Germans. Does anybody bring about the correlation? These devils are still alive, folks. And why are they still doing what they're doing? Because the people are still letting them do what they want to do without consequence. If you look at some of the crimes that are being committed by the religion of peace in the United States of America, I mean, it's... They're running in New York in 2017, going from the most recent that we know of to 1972. A radicalized migrant runs down 8 innocent people on a bike. What is he doing? He's calling for jihad. Okay? Another one in 2017, Tampa Bay, Florida. A recent convert shoots 2 people to death for disrespecting Islam. Whoa. 2017, Fresno, California. 3 men are gunned down at random by a convert to Islam yelling praises to Allah. How many beheadings, friends? Folks, Again, we're in it. We are in it. This is called, Americans, daring the justice of God, and the Lord is...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Please. I want to say this. It's amazing to me, and I'm going to repeat this again because it's not tedious for me to do this. People love America so much and their freedom so much. Do you realize the price paid for the freedoms that you have today? Someone had to fight, bleed, and die fighting off the bad guys in third world countries, we were told. Right? Okay, so we love that freedom so much that when the fight comes to us, we want to run away from that fight. I'm here to tell you right now, the issues that you have in this country, you can run, but you cannot hide. Because they are coming right to your front door, just the same way that we warned. And it's interesting, folks, how many people are carried away with a message that talks about none of their responsibilities. That's not what Christianity is about, friends. The Bible says over and over and over again, take heed to yourself, take heed to yourself, take heed to yourself. Be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we have been deceived because you're giving ear to the spirit of the world rather than the word of God and upholding it and fighting the good fight of faith. We love America so much that when it's our time to fight, we want someone else to do our fighting for us. That's about the most backwards thing I've ever... Again, let me say this. You don't deserve the freedom that you have, period, if you're one of those. You really, truly don't. There's no reason why anybody's running from what's going on here. And in all truth be told, concerning some of the things that are being said, well, that's why the liberals want to disarm us. Wait a second. It's not the Muslims trying to disarm you. Let me say it again. It's not the Muslims disarming you. It's not the Muslims bringing in illegals into America and luring them in. It's not the Muslims setting up illegal agencies to war against you. No, it's your government that you tolerate concerning the corrupt. That's who's doing it. Well, what is it that people can't see about that? I want to say this, and I want you to listen carefully. It tells us in Amos 9, I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, smite the lintel of the door. He talks about how the plumb line's been dropped, and I'm not going to pass by them anymore. The Lord said the first people that are going to go to the sword is my people who are sinners, right? Those that confess to be mine, but they do nothing about the problem. He said, they can go ahead and dig into hell, but thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence I will bring them down. And throughout the chapter of 4 and 9, 4 talks about, I've done all of this, but you still didn't take heed to me. And then when I go over to Amos 9, it tells us, to those that didn't take heed, the Lord says, prepare to meet your God. It's too late now. This is what's going to happen. And he says, you can go ahead and run, but you cannot hide. Because it's my hand that's going to judge you. It's my hand that's going to judge you. That is scriptural, 100% pure word of God when it comes to the judgments that are taking place in this country. Listen carefully. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. But if you will not listen unto me carefully, the Lord says, and will not do all of these things that I commanded you, and if you shall despise my statutes in dealing with those that transgress my law, my way, not man's, in antithetical order of Mark 7, he said, or if your soul abhor my judgments, the Bible says, evil men understand not judgment, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant. This is what the Lord said in Leviticus 26, 13 through 16, I also will do this unto you. I will appoint over you terror. Didn't say the devil. That's the Lord. That's exactly who that is. That is the Lord. Now, I want to show you this on social media platforms. Last week, I'd highlighted this video right here. This is a Muslim, a Somalian, in the capital of the state of Minnesota, calling for a civil war in the capital in the state of Minnesota, calling for a civil war. Now, keep in mind, I was the guy that prayed in the name of Jesus in 2011, and over 2,000 outlets attacked me within 10 minutes. Little did they know. In 10 minutes, there was over 2,000 outlets attacking me. Now, folks, routinely, Muslims are giving prayers in the state of Minnesota. This is happening in Michigan, New York, California. This is happening all across the country. It's your said representatives giving way. Why? Because they're lawless. The whole purpose they're there is to uphold the law. Right? To restrain men from what's going on today. To maintain order, not to create disorder. To condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, not condemn the righteous and justify the wicked. Proverbs 17:5, that's a big no-no. Okay, that's what's happening. But look at this. This is at the capital in the state of Minnesota. Incredible. Where's the FBI? Huh? Where they at? Where is the FBI? I want you to see this because here is your reality check, and I know that about 20 people just fell off. They don't want to see their responsibility. They want someone else to do it for them. But rest assured, when the Lord said you'll be the first ones to go, you will be. You will be. Okay? They don't want to hear what's happening in their backyard. Folks, the sword in the blood, contact, we are very close. We are very close. This is a senator named Omar Fatih in Minneapolis. I didn't know that there was a Muslim senator there. Forgive me. But they're talking about modifying requirements for non-compliant driver license. In other words, for illegals. For illegals. I want you to listen to what he says. This is a Muslim attacking the representatives in the state of Minnesota. But look who he isolates. Look who he polarizes. Look who he stereotypes, friends. If it was the other way around, this would have received national media attention. Listen.
We heard them being called terrorists. We heard them being called drug dealers. We heard a lot of insults. We heard that they're a threat to our national security. And that's a flat-out lie. You want to know who...
The devil here is calling those that are telling the truth about them being a national threat to America liars. Okay? John 8:44, consider the source.
The real threat is, Madam President...
The real threat, he said.
I'll give you a hint. They don't look like our chief author. They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't look like the folks on the rotunda. They look like many of the members that sit in the front. And you don't have to take my word for it. According to DHS, Madam President, the greatest domestic threat facing the United States comes from, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Do you see what he did? He just played,
not an immigrant.
He just played the victim while being the accuser. Do you understand? This is how you browbeat. He played the victim by being the accuser. This is what Satan does. This is what Goebbels said. Accuse others of what you're guilty of. Okay? This is what's being played out here through totalitarian methods. This is at the Capitol in Minnesota.
We are safer and we're better off because of them.
Thank you. He just said that we were safer and we're better off with them, and he's talking about the illegals that are being given license here in the state of Minnesota. They're being allured to do so. Folks, this is treason at every level. You got to understand, this is treason at every level. What direction do you think this is going to go? It's going to go from bad to worse. And if you think you're in the the frying pan right now, just rest assured, friends, for those that are going to try to get out of their responsibility, they're jumping from the frying pan into the fire. This is why this must be dealt with now.
Madam President.
And then a guy stands up and
says,
Westenberg,
a racist white man. That's not appropriate.
No, it's criminal.
Because we should be here getting along with each other.
We should be here getting along with each other. There is no compliance, folks. There's no compliance here. There is no working together. You have a foreign institution inside of the American government trying to overthrow it. And this guy sits here and feels sorry for himself and says, I feel like I was just calling, I was called a racist. Of course, folks, this is what they do. This is how they do what they do. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob. Bob, thank you for holding on. You got about a minute. Go for it. It's all yours.
Hey, Bradley. Thanks a lot. I think I have a solution that we're overlooking. We have 100,000 precincts in America, which are nominally 3,000 people. There are 200,000 precinct chair seats, Republican plus Democrat. About 40% of those are empty, so that gives us 80,000 precinct chairs that could be Protestants that are organizing their precinct, which is 3,000 people, nominally 100,000 voters, maybe 500 men. So we train them up in the Constitution and the Declaration, and we get them to stand against all the tyranny that we see everywhere.
Yeah.
And also, for the security of a free state. That's training and law. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. I totally agree. We got to hold their feet to the fire. Amen. See you tomorrow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.